Hello, everyone. We are back here again with Trey Walker from Pay Plans and Benefits. And if you've heard the previous segment, we're discussing the Affordable Care Act and how it affects drivers and some of the issues that are out there today. More specifically now, we're going to be talking about how some of this impacts owner-operators and why it's important for owner-operators to have health care insurance. You know, all penalties aside, really what it comes down to is if you're sick out on the road, and unless you have a very large bankroll for medical expenses, you don't want to be stuck with a $5,000, $10,000 medical bill because you got sick or injured out on the road. This is where having good insurance can sometimes make the difference between keeping your business and losing your business, or at least making life a lot more difficult for you and your family. So we're going to discuss some of those things there today to consider with that. But the other thing we're going to look at, and I think we'll actually, I'm actually comfortable with this, Trey. We're going to go over an example where Trey ran some numbers with me last night and came up with some numbers that really, as good as my company insurance policy is, really has me looking at some of the marketplace insurance, because it in my particular case, it may actually lead to a bit of a cost savings for better insurance. But, you know, let's just start off, you know, again, real quickly, is why do you think it's important for people, whether they're an owner-operator or company driver, to make sure they have health insurance? And then along with that, Trey, how do you know that you have good health insurance?
Well, one way would be to speak with a broker that can go over the how the plans work with you. Essentially, they're most plans are based around the same type of model. There's the very low cost plans that essentially you're paying full cost for everything until you meet a deductible, which is usually very high, around $6,000 or $7,000. And then for just, you know, the basic level major medical plans, usually they're premium. You know, it could be very high or very low depending on, for one, how much of a subsidy you're getting. There's the deductible to think about, which, you know, for most plans that are on that silver level, which is just how the different insurance companies compare them. You know, so you're comparing silver level plan to a silver level plan. There's usually co-pays for things like doctor's visits, specialist visits, or prescription. So normally with those types of plans where you're paying co-pays when you go to the doctor or when you get prescriptions, the deductible would be the amount that you're responsible for paying before the insurance company will cover the rest of the bill. If it's something like a surgery or if someone ends up in the hospital for an extended period of time. So you want to look at the premium, you want to look at the deductible, what the co-pays are, and then also, you know, how the network is, whether there's a doctor that you would want to see in your area, or just how strong the network of doctors is in general. That's something to think about. And then maybe also, you know, that company's reputation for paying out claims and helping you resolve things timely, or you know, just being a trustworthy company, which I guess is something that you would kind of have to ask someone who works in the industry for advice on.
And I think a simple way to do that too is you can always check with, I think it's the Better Business Bureau, and I think there's a few industry associations that do rate insurance companies in terms of customer satisfaction ratings. And that, you know, that's kind of something to look at. It is, you may find a plan, it may look like the world's best plan, but if everybody says it's junk or they have problems or it's confusing or whatever, it may not be the right plan for you. Whereas a plan that a lot of other people say, oh, this isn't a good plan, but because of the customer service and a few of the other things, it might be a better plan for you. And that's partly we're talking to somebody like you can help but also to taking a little extra time, checking some of the ratings, can make a huge difference as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of the plans, there's usually a reason for the price difference. You know, if the premium, in most of the cases, the prices are so low anyway, because such a large percentage of the cost is being paid for by the tax subsidies for my clients. But, you know, if there's a plan that's slightly more in a given area, it's usually because that's, you know, how they're competing for that market. Maybe they're offering a better network of doctors, they're offering a better experience, a better customer service, but the premiums are a little higher. A lot of times, if the premiums are way lower than most other plans, you know, they're compensating for that in other ways by possibly, you know, paying doctors less, which might make it harder to find a good doctor with the plan that you chose, or, you know, not really rejecting most claims on the first time is something that, you know, one or two insurance companies are known to do. So I guess those are all things to take into consideration.
Yeah, and we're going to kind of put you on the spot a little bit here. We're going to look at some of the numbers that you sent me last night. And keep in mind, everyone, I'm a company driver. So some of the stuff we're discussing may not apply exactly to everybody out there. And if you're an owner-operator, depending on which market you're in, your premiums might even be a little bit less because you may have even more tax deductions than I do. But I mean, just looking here, I think the most basic plan, well, we'll say it's $95. We'll round up to, well, I think the high was about, well, 300. We'll call it $385. Most of the plans, though, were in the $100 to, let's say, $130 price range.
So those are the plans that I sent you. I only sent you the plans that were silver level, at least, because I wanted you to, you know, be able to look at the health insurance plans that had co-pays for the doctor's visits, prescriptions, specialist visits, you know, which are like traditional major medical plans, good quality. There's ones that are even less expensive than that. They just essentially... they're don't go bankrupt insurance. They don't really, you pay full price and out of pocket for everything until you hit the deductible, which is usually $6,000 or $7,000.
Yeah, and so they're, it looks like on these, the deductible, if I'm reading this right, is, well, around anywhere from, let's say, $75 of, per person with a maximum out of pocket of $1,000. Seems to be roughly as an average. I mean, I'm actually looking at one plan right now where I have no deductible. The maximum out of a pocket's $1,000 for about $100 a month, and you know, doctor's visits are $10, specialists are $30, generic prescriptions around $2. The one thing though I did notice on this though, and this is a question that I do have for you, is truck drivers, we travel a lot. Don't know why. Seems to be an occupational hazard. And it does look like on a lot of the healthcare plans out there, they do put you for the preferred doctors or in-network, and I'm just speaking generically here, but let's say it's a 100-mile radius from your home. If you're out on the road, let's say in California, what would somebody do so they aren't, quote-unquote, out of network?
Well, there are types of plans that some insurance companies offer that are made to be used in any state in the country. So they're called multi-state or open access, where no matter where you go, it's going to be considered in the network and it will be covered. Any insurance plan is required to quote-unquote cover you if you go to the emergency room. Sometimes because the subsidies are paying all these co-pays to be lowered by so much. Like the example you just gave for the plans you were looking at, you know, normal, those plans wouldn't exist. Normally the deductibles and the co-pays would be a lot higher, but the subsidies are paying for them to go down, so they're kind of lower than what the normal offering would be. So if you do have a plan that is just in the local area because there isn't a multi-state option, you know, a lot of times the subsidies pay down that ER room copay to be low enough that it's not going to be a huge deal if worst case scenario you go to the ER room, even though every plan's
well, what I was going to say is when I'm looking at this real quick on their site there, if I'm reading it correctly, they also seem to recognize people are going to travel and they have issues. And one of them may be, do I need to go to the emergency room or not? So they have what they're calling a travel assistance program, which from the looks of it is basically a telemedicine program where you can call up and talk to a doctor or nurse or other health professional who will help you to figure out what you need. Now, I'm not sure if their program will, let's say you're on the road and you have a minor infection. I'm not sure if this one will. I know you and I were discussing last night, there are some telemedicine services out there that drivers can use, whether it's a fee per use or subscription service, you know, which may be a supplementary option for drivers to think about to kind of go along with this. But even with, I know, the company insurance that I have, you know, I've only had to use it once on the road, and once again, it was ended up being hideously expensive because it ended up being an ER visit quite a few years ago. I had a stomach bug of some kind. I think it was food poisoning. But, I mean, when I got the medical bill, oh, my Lord, my eyes about bulged out of my head because everything was out of network. And they're like, they're saying, well, you should have called. It's like the middle of the night. We called an ambulance. What am I supposed to do? Tell them, here, call this number so you can find out where to take me. And they're like, well, and eventually we got it down to a more manageable number. But, you know, those are some things, even if you have traditional insurance, it still can be a factor or a concern, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, if you need to call in and it's outside of office hours so the insurance company isn't picking up, and maybe it takes a couple days for them to find and approve a doctor in in another state, you know, that might be too late. You know, you might already be in another state at that point. So there are ways to make sure that you can get good, you know, be able to see a doctor regardless of where you are in the country, which is, you know, obviously one of the things that I keep in mind when I'm helping my clients pick out either just a health insurance plan or an overall insurance portfolio for them.
And that makes a lot of sense. And, I mean, looking at some of the features and the benefits, this particular one I'm looking at, I mean, there's a lot of different things in there. And, you know, I'm not going to bore everybody trying to go over some of the details with this on the phone. Just the point that I wanted to make is for the health insurance that I get through my company, which is pretty good insurance, and actually for employer insurance, based on some of the other employers I've been recently researching, I consider my insurance for my health company, at least for the trucking industry, to be above average. Is it perfect? No, but it's pretty good insurance. But I'm paying ballpark $400 a month for my family, where this, for relatively comparable insurance, I'm paying $100. There is a few differences here, you know, here and there on a few things. With what I get through my company, it includes everything, life insurance, disability, a whole bunch of other stuff as well. So I do get a little bit more for that $400 per month than this. But I know you and I were doing just some quick research last night, and we figured we could get something pretty comparable to what my company had, if not a little bit better, for ballpark $400 to $500 a month. Does that sound about right, Trey?
Yeah, I think the upper end would have been about $350 or $400, which is what I estimated. So it's not the same, but it's better in some ways. If you were to have all those policies be individual, for one, you know, no matter what company you're doing business with or contracted with, those same policies are going to follow you wherever you go. So no matter what job you have, you'll still have that coverage. The other is that they're never going to increase or change. They're going to stay the same premium, you know, as long as you have them. For about the same price, you can get the same level coverage because of the, you know, how much the health insurance is being paid down by those subsidies. But the, you know, the benefit is those two things I just mentioned. And then also, you know, if you're an owner-operator, then versus a company driver, they're going to compensate you more.
And, you know, and I think that does, you know, give a pretty good idea there. And like I said, my situation is obviously going to be different than everybody else's. But this does give you a ballpark idea that insurance can be affordable for you. And I know in some of the conversations we've had, I think you've said that owner-operators will often, because of the increased discounts versus company drivers, may discover that they have an even lower monthly premium than the company driver. Is that correct, Trey?
Yeah, it is. And I think in your case, for the insurance anyway, you know, it's like about 25% of the costs for, if we're just talking about the health insurance.
Yeah, it sounds about right. And like I said, it is, you know, I don't want to get into too much. I mean, you have a 25% looking at some of these, you know, what I'm paying versus the list price looks to be just about the average there, I would say. But, you know, that's one of the things here that, you know, I think the whole point of what I'd like everybody to take away from this is health insurance doesn't have to be as expensive as you might think. And if you've always been told it's too expensive, or you've been given some quotes and given these, and you know, particularly what where the plans are being told, you've got a $6,000 or $7,000 deductible, you've got horrific copays, you know, prescriptions, you know, you pretty much have to mortgage a kidney just to get an aspirin. You know, probably either you're at a place that doesn't understand the trucking industry and the numbers to use, or just somebody's giving you some less than accurate information. And you know, Trey, you know, from the experience that I've had with him, does seem to do a pretty good job to the best of his ability of trying to clarify and make something that's extremely confusing simple, because without trying to get too complex here and take too much more time on this segment, I know something is, in case you haven't figured out, Trey is an insurance broker, but there are certain states that, if I remember correctly, you're not allowed to sell insurance in, but you will still help people who live in those states navigate the process to make sure they get the best possible rate, correct?
Yeah, so I'm not allowed to – I have licenses in those states, and I can sell insurance in them, but because they are on their own state system in regards to the subsidized health insurance, I can't complete the application for them. I still help them, you know, figure out how to, one, how to apply and how to get, you know, the subsidy that they qualify for their private health insurance plan. I just can't, you know, do it over the phone with them in 5 minutes like I would be able to do for most of the states. The other thing I wanted to mention is that, you know, a lot of times it might be because a broker or an agent doesn't understand their an owner-operator's particular situation in regards to adjusted gross income. A lot of times it's also just that most brokers are only going to offer what they're able to or what they're able to get paid on. And it's a huge hassle, frankly, getting all the certifications that you need to work with and get sign people up for plans with these federal subsidies. So, and especially in the beginning, the whole system was kind of chaotic, and as a broker, you almost never would get paid for it. So there's very few brokers that kind of embraced it at the time. Everyone more or less shied away from it. So, you know, that would be the other big thing is a lot of times if you do call someone, they might just not have the ability to offer you these plans that are reduced in price from the subsidies.
Thank you very much, Trey. And I know we've done our best to try to kind of keep this simple today for everybody. And obviously, this is kind of a confusing thing with a lot of dates and numbers. If somebody wants to get a hold of you to ask questions on this, what is the best way for them to do that?
They could call my direct line, which is 508-815-4636. The main number for my office is 508-457-0333. Sometimes I'm in a meeting or out of the office at the time, so if they're looking to get in touch with someone, that would probably be the best way to do it. They could email me. It's twalker, at payplansandbenefits, all spelled out, payplansandbenefits.com. I mean, those would probably be the three easiest.
Not a problem. And are you also on is Pay Plans and Benefits or what you do also on Facebook or Twitter, or is it just easier to get to kind of keep up with what's going on by just reaching out to you maybe every so often and seeing what's new and the latest and greatest?
We're on Facebook and Twitter. You know, they can also go to our website and see information there. But just in terms of, you know, getting in touch with me to talk directly, probably just directly calling my main line, which is 508-815-4636.
And I'll also be putting up some of this information in the show notes for the segment. So if you didn't have a piece of paper, you're driving down the road, please don't try to, you know, wreck the truck while you're trying to write it on the back of your hand. Just go to roadtestedliving.com and you'll see the information there where you can get all that information on how to get a hold of Trey. Well, thank you very much for Trey. We're going to continue this conversation here in another segment. And we're going to look at that wonderful and exciting world of disability insurance. So everybody, thank you for joining us, and we're going to have some excitement now. I can barely contain myself. All right, we shall be back in a few minutes.